With today's Fruit Grower Report, I'm Bob Larson. Good news from Mexico, where it looks like legislation was passed last week that Democrats here were hoping would happen as one of the requirements for ratification of the U.S.-Mexico-Canada agreement. U.S. Representative Dan Newhouse says it's a move he'd like to see us make soon.
They've done that. They've followed through on their commitment to improve working conditions for Mexican laborers. So I'm hopeful that that's enough for the Democrats to bring the agreement to the floor.
But so far, Newhouse says he's heard nothing.
I've not heard a response or a reaction from the speaker or anybody else on the Democrat side as to whether that fulfills their what they would like to see happen. But these are, I think, great steps that the Mexican government has taken.
To put it simply, he says USMCA ratification would get our producers back on track.
And with so much that is on the line for us as far as a country, being able to have a trade agreement with our two closest neighbors, I think is absolutely critical for our trade-related businesses. And so my hope is that we will consider the trade agreement on the floor in the very, very near future. It's absolutely necessary for us as we move forward in the growing season. And so it's such an important part of our economic picture.
Tune in tomorrow and hear from Representative Newhouse on a couple of other trade deals that may be close.
From the Ag Information Network of the West, I'm Bob Larson with your Fruit Grower Report.